AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump will meet with German Chancellor Friedrich Merz at the White House later this morning. It'll be the first time he's met in person with another world leader since the Iran war began. This meeting comes as Trump finds himself under pressure to explain his objectives and endgame for the conflict with allies at home and abroad. Meanwhile, the AP's Josh Boak explains what might be driving Trump's outlook on the strikes in Iran.
This is a major moment in world history. On the one hand, this is very unique relative to what Trump ran on. On the other hand, many Americans have heard about the challenges and the threats posed by Iran's nuclear program, so they're not necessarily surprised if President Trump is saying Iran can't have a nuclear weapon, and he sees this as the only way to achieve that result. Trump has been suggesting for several weeks that the Iranian protests were in the right and that the regime needed to change. What seems unique in this moment is that the president is indicating that he is supportive of that change, but we don't know to what degree the U.S. government is engaged with the Iranian opposition and what support would be provided other than the aerial bombardment.
Trump called this a noble mission and warned that, like with most wars, there would be casualties. He's trying to set expectations that this might be a difficult operation. The United Arab Emirates says it repelled hundreds of ballistic missiles and drones fired into the country. The ministry spokesperson says injuries that resulted from the Iranian attacks and what he called, quote, minor damages, were the result of shrapnel from interception efforts, not a result of successful attacks against the country. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Trey the Triceratops is on the move again millions of years after his extinction. Now, the massive skeleton could land in the home of a lucky bidder. Trey was discovered near Lusk, Wyoming in 1993. The 17-foot-long herbivore was on display for nearly three decades at the Wyoming Dinosaur Center. He was recently sold in a private auction and is now living in Singapore. Dinosaur fossils don't just belong to museums and universities anymore. They've become increasingly popular investments. Andre Lujan is a professional paleontologist based in Texas. He helped prepare Trey for auction on the Jupiter platform and says he's special not only because dinosaurs have always captivated our imagination, but for the history he carries.
This one is connected to people and undoubtedly has inspired young children who've seen it to pursue a career in paleontology.
Trey's pre-auction estimate, between $4.5 and $5.5 million. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.